Q96 with Mo and Carla Mornings. Mo, Carla, and Ahmad the Amazing. And you know what? We need to talk about Carla's relationship status.
Do we?
Yeah.
We do.
Why do we need to do that?
So let's ask you, what is your relationship status? Do you know?
Do I know? It's complicated, but it's not complicated at all.
Oh, okay. Well, those are two conflicting ideas.
Right. So you know how people say like it's complicated when they don't know if they're boyfriend or girlfriend?
Yeah. Are you boyfriend and girlfriend?
So we're not, but like I know that we will be.
Okay. Because you've used the term boyfriend and partner.
Because sometimes he calls himself my boyfriend.
Okay.
But I think it's just because it makes things easier.
Right. I'm just wondering if he's trying to get out of asking.
No. He's told me that he wants to ask.
Okay.
But that he didn't want to ask like last week or 2 weeks ago or this week or next week because then it's too close to my birthday. And he didn't want...
I think he's overthinking this whole thing. It's just boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
So, okay. 877-591-9696. Do you have to make a relationship official or to some point does it just become assumed that you're together and a couple? Because Carla has referred to this gentleman, who we call Cappuccino, as her boyfriend. You've also said my man. You've also said my partner. But I also think that... is it important to you to make it official? For him to say, will you be my girlfriend?
It is important to me.
Okay.
However, my history shows otherwise because I don't think anybody's really, besides like my boyfriend in high school, I don't think anyone's ever asked me to be their girlfriend like with flowers and the whole shebang. Mm. It's normally like we just are one day just hanging out every day and it's like, oh yeah, you're my girlfriend, huh?
And that's like, so surprising to me because you seem like the type of diva that demands that.
I would like to be that kind of diva, but unfortunately, I have just been walked all over in every single relationship I've been in.
Fellas,
for
get
years.
It together. I've Seriously. Always thought like you very much have to like this has to be a conversation, and it's kind of an awkward thing.
Yeah.
To like go from like even if you're dating and you're comfortable with the person, like you've been dating, you know them, to say like, will you be my girlfriend? Is like, oh,
yeah,
it feels so cringe.
It's so cringe, especially but, the older you get, I think the cringier it feels.
Yeah, I mean, I met Stacey when I was 30, and I asked that question, and I was like, will you be my girlfriend?
Where were you?
Well, actually, I made her a whole song, or a whole produced up thing.
Did you ask her on the radio or something?
No, I just sent her this audio file that I created with this whole dramatic thing, asking her to be my girlfriend. There was the song, Won't You Be My Girlfriend by NSYNC was in that.
Wait a minute. You didn't ask her in person?
Well, I did. I played it for her.
Oh.
I guess I should say, rather than sent it to
her. In your boombox era?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so if you're listening and you're in a relationship, basically, did they ask you, do you want to be my girlfriend? Or did you one day just become boyfriend-girlfriend?
Was it just assumed at some point? Like, do you have to make that? Do you have to have that conversation?
I want him to have that conversation with me this time around, just in case he's my last boyfriend ever, because we're getting old. But I would be a hypocrite if I said that I needed it, because it's never happened before for me.
Well, you know what?
But I need it now.
In my opinion, you have to ask. Otherwise, it sounds like you've never been in a relationship before to me.
I've been single forever.
Yeah. 877-591-9696. To be somebody's boyfriend or girlfriend, do you have to ask the question to make it official? We want to hear from you. Baby, I'm so all right. Jory in Midlothian, when you get into a relationship with somebody, do you have to ask them officially to be a boyfriend or girlfriend?
I definitely think the person or the man that I'm dating and looking for, they definitely need to ask me if I want to be their girlfriend or not. Especially, too, with like the dating scene and all these dating apps, the multiple people you're dating. It's just really important to have that talk, even about exclusivity, but just making sure that like, hey, we're both on the same page and like I am proud to be your boyfriend and I want you to be my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, see, the thing is I do want to have that conversation, but I think the other added part of it is I also want it to be absolutely an extravagant deal. I want us to be at dinner. I want you to bring me a ramo buchon, which if you don't know what that is, it's one of those bouquets that has like 30 flowers in it.
Yeah, you know, I kind of look at it as like the the early relationship version of a proposal.
Yeah.
You're not asking to be, you know, married or engaged or anything, but you are asking for your exclusivity right. in life. And that is a big thing to ask.
And I am a hot commodity.
Yeah.
If you're going to take this
absolutely
off the market. Are you in a relationship right now, Josie?
Yes, I am.
And how did he ask you?
We met on a dating app, and then from there we had a few dates, and then he just, like, we knew it was kind of heading towards that stage, and he popped the question, and he got me flowers, my favorite flowers that I love, and it was just really, like, intimate, and is obviously private, so, yeah. like, that meant a lot to me, but I feel like the person, like, the right person for you is going to go absolutely above and beyond for you in whatever way that is, so I do think it's important, like, the right person will make it known and obvious for you, because you shouldn't settle for anything less.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. Did he straight up ask, will you be my girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love it. It's such a silly thing to say when you're a grown ass adult.
Yeah,
you be my girlfriend, but necessary.
Will you go steady with me, Josie?
You might as well, like, pass him a note, check yes or no.
Yeah. You know what? Why did go steady go away? Because that is, I think maybe a nicer way to ask that.
I think it's exclusivity now.
Yeah,
and then it's girlfriend.
Yeah. Well, no, there's no difference between exclusivity and girlfriend.
Yes, there is.
If you're exclusive with somebody. Then you're their girlfriend or boyfriend.
I disagree.
Josie, we're going to keep fighting about this. But the point is that you're saying that he does need to ask. And I'm glad you were asked. And I hope I could ask, too.
Yes, absolutely. I hope you do, too, because you deserve it, queen.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Jory. Have a great day, okay?
You, too. Bye, guys.
Bye.
So the question is, do you have to ask somebody to be your girlfriend or boyfriend, or can it just be assumed after you've been together for a long time? Now, Melissa is in Gary, Indiana, and your guy went about this sort of a different way. He just said, we're a couple. There's no questions asked.
Yeah, there was, like, no choice, you know. I went over there one day, and then the next day at about 8:57, he's like, yeah, you know, I don't think this... we need to go any further, so we're together. I'm like, actually, I need 5 to 7 business days because I don't know how it's going to end, you know, and he made me put it on Facebook. I even told him we're not going to get views, you know, we have to wait till the next day.
Hold on.
Wait.
So at approximately 8:57, he said, what?
Yes.
He said,
he was,
we're
like,
not going
to. You know, like, fuck it.
Yeah,
he was like, we're not.
Messing around anymore.
He was like, you know, I think we're pretty much at a state where, like, what else do you need? And I didn't need anything else, because after that, I pondered that for 11 hours. He had dropped me off. I needed a Halloween shop with my friend. He gave me the money. He picked me back up. He could, like, it was just, I don't even understand where we are.
Yeah.
I love, by the way,
Melissa, how specific you are.
8:57.
And then 11 hours of consideration, and she decided, fine, we'll be in a relationship. This is the most romantic story I've ever heard. Thank you very much.
I'm an overthinker.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what?
No way.
Word. All right.
Yeah, so he doesn't come with mariachi. You don't need him, because if you wanted it, he would. You're not going to wait around, because, baby girl, clack the tea, you are the price.
There you go.
Wanting to do this for a very long time.
There you go.
I like it when the girls get together to tell each other that we're special. You too.
Thank you so much, Melissa, and have a great day, okay?
You're welcome.
All right.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so I think the consensus is he needs to make a spectacle.
He does.
This is some sort of indicator of how he will propose.
Right.
Is he going to put some thought into this? If he puts thought into asking you to be his girlfriend, then he's really going to put some thought into asking you to be his wife.
Right. Mm-hmm. I need it to be something special. I don't need it to be something expensive. I don't want to come across as, like, shallow.
No.
I do want it to be something thoughtful and special.
Carla.
What?
You deserve something special. And you know how I'm usually pretty, like, nah, it doesn't need to be. But I think that this is something that can be special.
I hope so.
And it needs to be official.
Yeah.
Can't just be like, well, you're my girl now. No.
So what you're saying is, next time that he calls himself my boyfriend, I have to be like, don't do that.
I don't know about all that.
No.
You haven't asked in a creative way.
Right.
He's like, oh, but you know that, like, we basically are. Like, yeah, you're my girlfriend.
No,
don't settle for that.
No, basically not. Were there fireworks? Was there a Roma Bachon?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Was there tears? yeah. of happiness.
Was there music?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. What did she say? Get a mariachi band.
That's like, right.
Get go that
Something,
hard.
Yeah.
If I can buy myself a band, he needs to at least get me a mariachi.
Well, there you go. All right. So now we know Carla is officially single until she is asked.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah.
Don't tell me that because then my brain's going to be like, hot girl summer. And then he's never going to ask me.
Well, you deserve to have whatever summer you want.
Thank you, Mo.
All right. It's Mo and Carla Mornings on B96.